Welcome to the latest episode of You the Mom, where we explore the joys and challenges of motherhood through the eyes of experienced parents and experts. In this episode, we are thrilled to welcome Chessie Alejandro, a longtime and very dear member of Mommy Mundo's Momfluence Network, who has recently added a newborn to her family after a significant age gap from her older children. She shares with us her insights and experiences on parenting a newborn and adjusting to life with three children of varying ages. Chessie also shares with us some anecdotes on the unique scenario of having a big age gap between siblings and the valuable lessons she's learned along the way. So sit back, relax, and get ready for an enlightening and informative conversation with Chessie and Janice on navigating parenting with a newborn after two older siblings.
Podcast Network Asia. This is You the Mom Podcast, your go-to podcast on anything and everything mommy related. Brought to you by Mommy Mundo and Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, Chessie. Welcome to You the Mom.
Hello. How are you, Janice?
I'm doing good. I'm happy that you accepted my invitation. I know how hard it is when there is a newborn in the house, and that is our topic for today. Yes, baby number three.
Your predicted baby.
My predicted baby. So wait, before we go into the prediction, tell our listeners about you, your life right now. So we have like a starting point. I'm sure yes, they know about you from your Instagram, your social media. But I'm not sure if they're as detailed or up to date with your life. So
yeah, because I don't post much now because I'm adjusting.
Of course.
To the life of a mom of three.
Yes.
Yeah. And because I think I have all ages. I have a teenager.
Oo nga si Zorin. 11. I can't believe.
Going 12. And then Isabel is turning 8 this month.
Oh my God.
And the latest baby, Sion. So I have XYZ.
Uy, so oo nga.
Turning 3 months. So very new.
Wow. Yeah, that's like different stages and ages nga. Because they have different interests, different capabilities.
Yes. Okay. And they like different things, the two older ones.
Okay, so with that alone, we know it's going to be a very interesting conversation we're going to have with Chessie, my friend. And I am future Nina of Baby X. We're calling Baby X because of the prediction. So I think 3 years ago, or maybe, yes, more. Maybe four years.
Isabel is turning 8 now. I think that was an expo mom before she was 3. Yeah, so four years.
4 or 5 years. Okay, so Chessie and her husband Brian were in expo mom in Glorieta. And then we're just talking, kwento. And then I said, oh, ano, are you going to have another baby? And she's, no, pareho sila. And I said, ay nako, I just bet you're gonna have another baby.
So
and then I said, let's bet, like formally bet, like write it down on paper. So I put it down on paper that my prediction is that they're gonna have a baby, and then sila no. And then alam ko may pera yon involved na ko lang.
Parang dinner or something.
Oh, dinner. According to Chessie, dinner. Pero ako na alam ko cash yun. The thing is, I left my paper in Manila somewhere in my boxes there. So I will locate that when I'm back to be able to play my jackpot.
It wasn't recorded.
Yes. So, and then, lo and behold.
Yes. Janice messaged me na, how are you? Ganyan.
Out of the blue.
Yes, out of the blue. And then I was like, Janice!
Ang galing ka talaga. That's why, mommies, trust your mom tuition. For some reason, I messaged you, hi, Chessie, how are you? Biglang, Janice.
Yes, and to tell your listeners then, it was really a surprise.
Yeah, so how did that happen? Yes.
Because we went to Singapore, and then when I told my OB, after our Singapore trip, I will have to get my period already. So she needs to make me a receta for the medicine because I wasn't having periods because of stress and medical reasons. So I had to take a pregnancy test.
Before she prescribes.
Yes. It's I think a protocol.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I took the pregnancy test and
surprise. So that's why you weren't having your period pala.
That's why I wasn't having my period pala. But other symptoms, there was none.
Yeah. So, or maybe you were just in denial, like
or maybe I wasn't really having my period. That's why I wasn't really expecting
your irregular chest.
Yes, irregular. And at the start of the pandemic, when it was very stressful.
Yeah. So you were part of the, we call that the pandemic baby club, right? So.
Yes. Am I still part of that? Because.
Yes, you are. You're the president, actually.
So when we found out about you, it's already 5 months.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, Chess. So tell me. So the premise is you didn't want to get pregnant. We're open and vulnerable here. So was it hard for you to accept and parang, oh wow, we're going to have another one again?
Yeah, I was crying so hard that night. Yeah. Just the night before we had the ultrasound, ganyan, Brian and I were talking. So parang, everything will change. Everything will really change because we were at the point na we can go out without the minding the kids. They can just stay at home. And then we can just go anywhere that we like, go out at night. So it would really be a big change. And I was crying. But props naman to Brian. He was really supportive. Na it's already there. What can we do?
Yeah.
Yes.
And when did it shift to parang excitement na anticipation?
When I saw him in the ultrasound,
Aww.
Really, I was crying to the to the OB.
You're kind of grieving, no? May grief. In anything naman, there's like grief. There's like letting go of because now it's going to change.
Yes. And I think I was really afraid then of the kids' reaction. Because I was telling them no more because we don't have space. Yeah. I'm old already.
Okay, so that's another question I have. So your two kids, so you're super hands-on with them. And then, so they thought sila na that's it ending. So then they find out you're pregnant. How did they take it?
Well, Zoran was asking for a sibling because he's always saying that he doesn't remember Isabel being a baby. So he's the kuya of the other babies kasi in our
family. Higher barkada. Yeah. Okay.
And then Isabel talaga, no doubt. Ganyan. So when we told them, he cried. So you promise.
Aww.
Yeah,
so and then Zoran was excited.
Yes.
Isabella. May ano, may feeling queen of the home kasi siya. Princess. Okay.
Yes.
But then I see your pictures and all of them like taking care of baby X and all. So feel na niya maging ate?
Yes, feel na niya maging ate and now she's asking for a baby sister.
Okay. You wanna bet?
No. Because I got ligated already. So I'm very, very sure.
Okay, so let's talk about the kids, no? So, diba, when you would read books and then try to learn about parenting, the people would say, you have to prepare the siblings for the coming baby. Did you do anything like that, like when your birth date was coming near?
We took them shopping. So, Isabel being the girl that she is, she picked out toys and clothes, ganyan. So they were very involved naman. And Zoran, because he's very reserved, he's like my protector. Like, mommy, you can't do this. You can't do that. Ganyan.
Oh, while you were pregnant?
Yes, like when we're going around the mall, he say, let's sit down first. Are you tired? Do you want water? Yeah, parang nag-mature naman din.
Yeah, that's so sweet. Yeah, I remember Zoran was very reserved. So until now, he's the same demeanor.
In a way, yes. But he's vocal now. Yeah.
Pero parang old soul, diba? He's very mature and poised and all. So how has it changed from being a family of four to a family of five?
Changes like now, we need... Well, I need to have everything written down because the kids went back to face-to-face school. So the schedules are different and then they need different things.
Yeah.
Misal time pa lang. Yeah. Iba na. So
oh, yes.
I need to take note of that.
Are you taking a break from... I know that you like bring them to school and are you taking a break or you all go, like you and the baby go...
Oh, we took a break night. The driver and the helper who brings them.
So but for now,
when the schedule is okay, when it's not so traffic, siguro, we'll get to do that.
Yeah. So did you notice any change in the way you parent? So I wanted to ask you about, did you see a difference in how, when you were pregnant now and pregnant 11 years ago and then 8 years ago?
You know, I think my body's more ready now. Because with the two pregnancies, I was put on bed rest. And
for both?
Yes, for both. I had bleeding. I had TI, gestational diabetes. Yeah. Everything.
Wow. And then now, normal.
Normal labs, all clear. And I wasn't as tired as I was expecting. Because
I mean, you found out at 5 months now.
So I was just pregnant for 4 months.
So is it because of your... Because I know that you were working out more. That was a big difference?
I think so. Yeah. Yes.
So what was your regimen before you found out you're pregnant? Were you like active, like really actively working out?
Yes, with online with Prana.
And yeah, with Prana. Michelle, hello, Michelle. So it's Pilates.
Yeah, Pilates. Yeah, that's all. And siguro walking then. We started walking around the village.
Yeah, for sure. That made a big difference in your pregnancy.
Yes.
So I guess it's important nga that we be as healthy as we can. Well, not me. You be as healthy as you can be before the pre-diba. Like, for example, your vaccinations and then preparing your body for all the changes it's going to go through.
I think so. Yes, parang working out really prepared me because I wasn't that tired kasi we walked around Singapore and didn't feel any different.
Did you notice any other differences when you're pregnant? Like, did you feel na during your first two, especially that you had like a lot of conditions, na you were more cautious and maarte. And then the third is parang, ay sabagay 5 months nga. So parang you're like cool about it lang.
Well, maybe not during the pregnancy, maybe now that he's born. Like before with Zoran, parang may rash lang. Oh no, we need to call the pedia, ganyan, ganyan. Now, ay may rash. Oh, sige, okay lang yan, it will pass.
It will pass. Yeah. So we become more relaxed.
Yes. And I think happier. I don't know. I feel happier than now. Like, maybe because it's the last. Did you feel that with Reese? Na parang, it's the last na eh. So enjoy mo na lang.
Yeah, happier and also a bit of grief. Like when I had to wean her na from breastfeeding. Eh, last na nga, diba? So my husband Gary would say, ikaw yating kailangan i-wean kasi... It's, yeah, I said, oh, no, yes, correct. Kasi we had a hard time weaning. And he's like, I think she feels that you don't really want to. Kunwari lang gusto mo na, but actually, last ta kasi you're holding on.
I did feel, matagal pa naman.
But then, yeah, savor every moment. Yet the happiness is, parang it comes with confidence, no? Yung parang, you know na how to do things, you're kind of not second-guessing yourself rin with things.
More confident talaga now.
Yeah. And then do you feel na, how's Isabella in terms of, like, for example, the attention? Do you have any difficulty, like, splitting your attention and your
kid? She told me that your favorite child is the one that needs you the most. Is the one that needs you the most.
She said that?
She said that. And I was
wow.
Like, okay. Because maybe because she's eight, she's turning eight, she's asserting her independence. She wants to do things by herself, choose her clothes. Yun, dun kami medyo, kasi she wants yeah. sa clothes niya, and then taking a bath, ganyan, choosing her food. So, in a way, there's no struggle naman with attention because I see to it that I get to eat breakfast with them before they go to school.
Yeah.
Being equipped with the proper information about the importance of vaccination is key to a happy and healthy life for everybody. Moms, immunization helps protect our children so they can achieve good health. That's why all of us should work hand in hand to make sure all moms know this. Together, let's find out how to raise healthy and strong children. Let's make it a habit to have constant and open discussions with our pediatricians. Visit the Call the Shots PH page on Facebook to learn more.
Our longtime partner of helping and enhancing the parenting journey is Baby Dove. Baby Dove has been creating products to help us care for our babies the best we can. Now, Baby Dove has released a new range to soothe babies' irritated skin from dryness and help us relieve our worries as moms. We're excited to introduce Baby Dove Soothing Moisture. This baby wash helps relieve irritated skin with warm milk and chamomile scent for your baby's delicate skin. It's dermatologist and pediatrician tested and is also free from dyes, parabens, and phthalates. Let's all give our babies hashtag soothing care.
So yes. What's your tip for moms who feel like, oh gosh, I have to split myself into three people, right? Like I have to split myself, overwhelmed with trying to give as much time and energy to each one. So what would you advise her?
Maybe like schedule. You know, the Mommy Mundo planner really.
Yes, there's space for three kids.
For three kids. And then maybe like set a time lang talaga. Like for me, breakfast with them before they go to school. I have that with them while the baby is sleeping or with Brian yeah. or the yaya. Yeah, involve your husbands. I think now I'm also more vocal on what I need from him. Kasi before, hindi, yeah. kaya ko na to. Yeah. I can do this. Mm-hmm. But now, parang you need to be with X because I will take care of Z and Y. So there.
That's true. No? Kasi that's also something I learned from Japoy and Jan Lizardo. Kasi they're also very hands-on, diba? Like you and Brian. And then I asked Japoy about that. And he was saying, yun nga, kasi us moms, we just automatically do things because kaya natin. And then kasi we think that it's our job.
Yes.
When the dads, they don't want to sing it because they feel na it's your territory or you feel na parang us feel like hindi mo kaya, kaya they're helping, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or they don't know how. So, if we ask them, kunyari, honey, ikaw naman magpaligo. And then happy naman sila to, oh, sige ako na, diba? Then, it's just basically asking.
Yes. Help. They're not mind readers. The husbands will not anticipate your needs. That's what I learned then. They're just waiting for you to ask. And, you know, asking for help is part of self-care. That's what I learned yeah. then.
True. Yeah, and then parang we don't have to like do everything, right? Don't have to do everything yes. ourselves. We don't have to do everything at once.
ones.
And it's just being gentle and with ourselves. So we're so mature already.
Yes, but
so Chessy, I noticed also, just remembered while you were talking that you also took Conscious Parenting with Kit, right?
Yes.
So, and it's, for me, it's also helped me so much in, there's choosing our battles with the children. Like you mentioned, Isabella and her clothes. Like me then with...
Yes.
Parang, okay, so... And maybe that's why she's so wise. I mean, for her to say, your favorite child is the one who needs you most. That's like so wise. So, Conscious Parenting. So, if she wants to wear something that you don't agree with, what do you do?
Nothing. It's not really that I don't agree with. Like, sometimes it's not matchy for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But, well, I just let it go. Because it's not really, if she's happy with what she's wearing, and me and Brian were not.
Yeah.
We try to let it go.
That you know what? Let's dissect that a bit more. Kasi diba, if she's wearing something not matchy-matchy, the reason why we want to make her wear something matchy is because
of our...
People will judge upon ano ba yan, whatever. It's not because of her. Like, Isabella will be happy in whatever she's wearing. So as a conscious parent, yun nga, parang you have to look at what your intentions are. Like, why am I so bothered if she's wearing not matchy-matchy? And will the world end if she wears an unmatched clothes or whatever? So, kasi diba, I mean, even us when we were starting, or even us growing up, diba, our moms would say, ito suotin mo, yun and you're like, makati mom. You're like, basta suotin mo yan.
You need to wear it, ganyan. Parang, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes we talk or I give her choices.
Yeah.
More
and also staying connected with them, diba? Like, kasi if you keep pushing something they don't like, they'll feel unseen and unheard ren or misunderstood. So is that unmatched clothing worth the being disconnected with your child? Or even you just say, oh, you really look good today in your unmatched clothes and laugh about it, then it's a form of connection pa. Well, it's so nice.
Yes. I think she's, even though she's like, she's calling herself the middle child. Well, she is the middle child. And parang there's really naman, parang I don't know why there's a bad connotation with being the middle child, diba? So
yes.
I think she's imbibing it na parang...
What does Isabella read? Yan, mga theories na siyang alam.
Oh, but she's not naman doing something na, di ba, when they need attention, they will do something. Ganyan.
Yeah, so funny kasi I was about to post something about the birth order theory and I wanted to do a podcast on that. So maybe this is the sign because Chessy, you do have three kids. So they say the firstborn is a leader and bossy. These are theories by Dr. Adler. Parang the firstborn is leader and bossy, and but also a bit insecure kasi parang he or she feels that someone else more capable than him or her.
Maybe because when you're the firstborn, your parents tries to do everything for you.
Yeah, yeah. So leader ka and bossy, but you have a lot of self-doubt because you're...
Yes. Yes.
Hovering over them. Like, oh my God, panic tayo kasi we're also not.
Yes.
And then we have another child who steals the attention, in quotes. So parang, especially pag malapit, diba? So, guys, this is general stuff. So it's not hard and fast. So maraming factors kasi in the... But generally, that's what Dr. Adler says. And then the second born... And becomes a middle child. So let's just say you have three kids. Middle child is the needy one who is empathic and wants to make everyone happy.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah, right. I'm middle child rin ako. Because then another one is born kasi the middle child is trying to get attention, which the eldest had and which the youngest stole. And then the third one is the adventurous one who's, well, they say bratty, but then I don't know. It's just, even with my kids, it's not really exactly like that. But then, Isabella is not really just middle child. She's actually like a youngest. Kasi mahaba yung gap.
Yeah, and only girl now.
And only girl, yeah. So like for example, me, we're 7 in the family, I'm the 6th. So I'm supposed to be a middle child. But my gap with the older one is big. So 5 and then gap, then me and my sister. So actually, technically, I'm like a second eldest child. So interesting. Interesting birth order. But then Isabella is so wise. You tell her that she's actually technically youngest. Second. First youngest.
First youngest. I see. But I need to explain that to her.
Yeah, she'll probably learn it on her own. Yeah. So interesting. Okay,
but
so
okay with being the middle child. She's okay with that.
Yeah. I love it that she's thinking of all these things, right? And then just really, I wonder who she talks to about these things.
No, we just talk. That's what I also learned from Kit, na parang don't mince your words when talking to them. Parang they will understand.
Yeah. Cool. I love that. Thank you, Kit, for all these teachings. So, can you share one thing that you learned from this pregnancy or this new baby that you didn't know before? Is there anything?
Maybe to just trust yourself that everything will fall into place.
Yeah. Why before? How was it? Like, were you worried? Like a worrier?
I was a worrier. Diba? I told you, like, with Zorin, I was always, parang... We'll go to the pedia, we'll make special arrangements so that he will not go to the clinic. Kasi just seeing the clinic door, he will cry, ganyan. So, kailangan the pedia will go to us. But now, parang, we can do this. Parang, if you're unsure, your baby will also feel unsure. So, that's why the ex is now, he's calm in a way.
Yeah.
He's fallen into a routine. Good. So that's
so
why.
Even when you're breastfeeding, I mean, he can feel that you're a calm mom.
Yes.
Third mom. I remember like, with the first, no? Like, even with Kobe, like, natataranta, like, when he's hungry, I'm like, oh, no, I have to breastfeed. I have to breastfeed. With Reese, naman, parang, okay, breastfeed.
I have more milk now than the first two. I don't know why, because maybe nga the body is more ready now.
Yeah. So see, sana pala we had more babies. Imagine, it's such fertile ground for more babies. So you just had one.
That's what I was thinking like a few days. Parang, why weren't we thinking about having a third baby parang earlier? But the time is right all now.
Times, yeah. It was the same for me. Like the gap between Zach and Reese was quite, it was 6 years also. But it's nice because like everyone dotes on the third and then yun nga, you're more ready, you're more confident. And then you know what happens? They catch up in age. Like Zach and Reese are like, they're my twins. I call them twins pa kayo, but they're actually 7 years apart. So it's nice.
Yes, and you have extra hands.
Yeah, you have extra hands, right? So
maybe, like they can allow the baby now while you do stuff.
Yeah.
And they took it upon themselves to be the one to read the baby a book every night.
Okay, so now that you have extra hands, you have more time to take care of yourself also. Like how's your sleep? How are you practicing self-care even with your newborn?
Yes, you know, self-care naman is doing, like what I learned from Doc Itchel. Hi, Doc Itchel.
Yes, Itchel. Yeah.
So, you know, Mommy Mundo talaga helped me. Help me to connect with
I still remember people. In Pregnant Pause when I met you there. That was in BGC.
Yes, the first one.
Yeah.
Yes. Doc Itchel said that self-care is doing ordinary things extraordinarily, in an extraordinary way. So, self-care shouldn't be like big, like a big spa, na spa date or something. So, for me, self-care now is lighting a candle while taking a bath. Ganyan.
Yeah.
I don't rush myself. I really take my time. And now I've started working out again.
Again.
So I'm happy about that because I got the go signal na.
Great. Start. Are you back in Prana?
No, not yet. I cannot be face to face, so just online. That's really one thing that's making me happy now.
That's good. Yeah, you're moving your body again. Everything's okay.
Everything's okay. Yes. And during the puyatan naman, because my husband doesn't sleep. He works at night. Yeah, so that's also a way for us to talk then.
Yeah.
Yes, because during the day, there's the kids.
Yeah.
So while I'm breastfeeding, that's when we catch up.
Oh, and watch nice.
Watch whatever's on Netflix. And buti nga may Netflix na now and Disney Plus. It's easier to be puyat.
True. Oh, that's great, Chessie. I love that you're doing well. And really, I've seen you. This is such so much growth for you as a mom. I love it. And thank you for sharing because, you know, diba, when we share our stories, that's the time we learn from each other. I mean, if it's something you realize also on your own, you'll feel na, hey, uy, pareha tayo. If not naman, if you said something that makes them realize na, oo nga, no? Ganun nga ako din. So, it's like being connected that way. And that's why I feel it was so important for you to be here because I know that you went through a lot with your third baby. And I'm just so happy that it's all so happy now and you're just really grounded and in the zone with your newborn.
Just taking it one day at a time now.
Okay, so thank you for sharing your stories and your time.
See you.
I will collect my loot when I get back there. Just kidding. Congratulations again, Chessie.
Thank you. Thank you. And see you on whenever you come back.
I'll be back soon. Yeah. So thank you to all the You The Mom listeners for listening to us today. And let's thank again Chessie for joining us. Follow her on
Chessie.ph
on Instagram.
Okay.
So we believe that mom life should be celebrated and cherished. So from us to you, we say,
You The Mom.
Thank you for listening to You The Mom podcast, brought to you by Mommy Mundo and Podcast Network Asia. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to the show for more episodes.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.